The ongoing legal battle over how much people pay to file their taxes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. For some, there's an option to file your taxes online for free using commercial software. But this year, fewer companies will be participating. Intuit, the parent company for TurboTax, is out and has been in a fight with many of its customers since a 2019 ProPublica investigation found the company allegedly misled consumers into paying for supposedly free services. Justin Elliott is one of the reporters who broke the story. He says TurboTax has tried to shield itself from traditional class action suits.
TurboTax, in its terms of use, told its customers that you're not allowed to use that class action mechanism, and instead, you have to pursue a case sort of on a one-off basis in this private process outside the court system known as arbitration. A law firm out in Chicago called Keller Lenkner has actually sort of for the first time in recent years helped customers file tens and tens of thousands of these individual arbitrations against TurboTax, which are now making their way through the process.
Is there any precedent for this kind of strategy?
So the same law firm has used this strategy, which is called mass arbitration, in recent years on behalf of workers, delivery drivers for DoorDash and Postmates, the delivery companies. So there, it's been used in a small handful of cases. I believe this is the first, at least major case involving consumer fraud cases.
How much money could this mass arbitration end up costing the company?
One of the notable sort of dynamics of these mass arbitrations is that Intuit, the company that makes TurboTax, actually has to pay the administrative fees for each arbitration, which can run to several thousand dollars. So when you have perhaps 100,000 people filing for arbitration and the company is potentially on the hook for $3,000 for each case, suddenly the company is facing just administrative fees of tens or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars. The plaintiff side law firm has used those administrative costs imposed on the company essentially as leverage to try to pressure the defendants into settling, which has not yet happened here.
For tax filers this season, what should they keep an eye out for?
You're going to see a lot of companies advertise tax filing software labeled with the word free. It's important to know that as you go through the filing process, products that are labeled as free sometimes become not free, and you might have to end up paying a fee. One option that people should know about is the IRS offers a free filing version that you can find on the irs.gov website if you made under $73,000 last year.
ProPublica's Justin Elliott. We'll link to Justin's recent article and his initial reporting from 2019 on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also include a link to the IRS website Justin mentioned in case you want to check out the companies that are still a part of the Free File program. And as the situation unfolds in Ukraine, we also want to include some links to tech coverage of that conflict. Technology reporter Taylor Lorenz has a piece for Input Magazine about the meme pages on Instagram posting content about the war, often sharing unverified videos for the sake of going viral. TechCrunch also has a page for up-to-date responses from tech companies on how they're responding to the military invasion and misinformation campaigns. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.